Well, good morning, church. We've got a packed house this morning. Y'all heard I was preaching? Or you heard a bunch of kids were preaching? One of the two. Anyway, welcome. I'm glad you're all here. It is a great honor that we welcome you. I have a little bitty message, and then we're going to do something really special. Actually, the whole service is going to be really special, but 3 days from now, we celebrate this thing called Christmas, and we just sang the song, Mary, Did You Know? And I wonder if when we think about that, if we think about what actually was happening and transpiring during this time, do you realize how difficult it must have been to raise Jesus? You ever thought about that? How difficult it must have been to raise somebody who had such purpose already planned for them. And so I titled today's lesson, Dedicated to Purpose. In just a moment, one of our members is going to dedicate their own child to the Lord. And so I wanted to talk to you a little bit about dedication. And the dedication that was made on Jesus long before he fulfilled it. You see, it didn't start, I find this awesome, he didn't start as a man. He could have, right? I mean, he's God. He could have come on this earth right at age 30. He could have come on this earth right at age 30 and just started his ministry. And that would have made sense to a lot of people for this angelic being to come down, take on the form of a man, and just start doing what he does. That's not how it happened. You see, that's not even how it was planned to happen. If you look all the way back in Isaiah, I forgot I put this in there. The scripture tells us the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of one and only Son, who came from the Father full of grace and truth. And when we read this passage and we look at the text that surrounds this passage, we understand that he showed up at the very beginning with purpose. And he was dedicated to that purpose, and his parents had to be dedicated to that purpose to fulfill that purpose. And so, even though they didn't understand the fullness of who Jesus would become, you get this? We sang Mary, Did You Know? Because when we read Scripture, we realize she didn't get the weight of it. She didn't understand who she had just given birth to. I mean, she understood some of it, as you'll see in just a minute. But the prophecy says this, Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. It's easy for us to think that what he's saying there is, and you're going to give him the name Emmanuel. That's not what it's saying. It's saying he will call him Emmanuel because Emmanuel means God with us. Long before Jesus was even born, Isaiah writes in his word, in his scripture, Isaiah writes, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son. There's so much wrong with this passage. All of it is impossible. Do you get this? The virgin will give birth, will conceive and give birth. Well, that's impossible. But with God, all things are. Amen, right? All things are possible with God. She will give birth to a son. And then the second impossible thing in this text is, we'll call him Emmanuel. Do you realize how sacrilegious that is to call someone God with us? But that's exactly who he is, and that's exactly what he did. He came to be God with us. And so if we skip over to Luke chapter 1, it says, To a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David, the virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. I'm just going to say, that would be super cool, right? Have God say, you who are highly favored. It'd also be super scary because whatever's coming next is going to be hard. So, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you. The scripture says, Mary was greatly troubled at these words, wondering what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. Wow. That's a destiny. And Mary has been given the responsibility of this. That's pretty awesome. Mary has a question. how will this be? I'm a virgin. Like, I know you're God and all, I know you're really good, but I know how things work. This is impossible. The angel answered and said, the Holy Spirit will come on you, the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Sorry, I'm already at the next verse. So, just realize the destiny here. This is everyone's salvation. This is the opportunity. And Mary and Joseph are given the responsibility of raising this child up. I want you to understand something. It was important for them to start with the knowledge of where they needed Jesus to be, for them to be able to be who they ought to be to get him there. Are you with me on this? Does that make sense? You see, a lot of times, we bring children into this world and we're like, we'll see, right? Our child's born and we're like, I don't know. I've got 18, 25, 40 years to raise this kid. Here's the thing. So yeah, just got the 40-year thing, right? As we're about to do, two parents are going to come up, and they're going to say to us that they're going to raise their children in the nature and the nurture and admonition of the Lord. They are setting in this moment the dedication of their child's destiny, who their child will become. And you see, it starts there, it doesn't end there. Because after the first determining dedication comes the living out, the reality of it. And so I want you to look at how Mary and Joseph did it. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. Don't miss this little phrase here. Because I'm going to tell you something. I said this last week, so I'm going to give you another free lesson here. Do not expect from your children what you yourself are not willing to pattern. You with me on this? Do not expect from your children what you yourselves are not willing to pattern. Sending your children to learn about God tells them that God is just a mystical being that they as children need to admire. Bringing your children to learn about God as you learn about God and as you walk the walk will change their destiny. You must pattern what you want them to pattern. And so that's what Mary and Joseph do. They go do everything that is required of them by the law. And it doesn't end there. And the scripture says, of Jesus, and the child grew and became strong. God grew and became strong. He did not come to this earth fully developed. He was given an awesome task, and his parents were given an awesome responsibility to help him reveal that. How cool is this? The destiny was already determined. Here's the crazy thing I want all parents to hear. The grace of God is so magnificent that the destiny of every one of your children is sealed. All you have to do is introduce them to it. All you have to do is show it to them. But you have to show them. And so, Mary and Joseph watched their child, this precious blessing of God, grow. And listen to this next part. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. Every year, the parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. That must have gotten old. You know what I mean? Like, it's again? We got to make that long trek all the way to Jerusalem so we can do the thing God wants us to do. Why can't he make it easier? Maybe what he should do is broadcast it on TV. That would be good. Maybe we could do radio church Passover. Yes, I'm adding some of you. Every year, they made the long journey. Why? Why'd they make the journey? First, for their own dedication to God, right? But secondly, where they were patterning their dedication for Christ, for their son. The most infamous dedication that has ever been given was the one that God made on Jesus before he was born, and that his parents made on him after he was born. Isn't that a beautiful story? Do you ever really think about the fact that Jesus was raised by somebody? Wes and I were talking the other day, and he said that one of his kids is getting into that stage where everything belongs to him. By the way, they don't get out of it. They just learn to suppress it. And he said, you know, Jesus kind of went through that stage. Jesus went through the whole experience of living as a child in this life. That's how he grew strong. We don't think about it. We think Mary had the perfect baby, which I guess she did. But in order for him to have gone through everything that we go through, he must have experienced everything we experience. And they must have as well. But it took some dedicated parents to raise a dedicated Jesus. And they were chosen for this. And if you have a child, you were chosen to bring that child up in the way that they should go. Now, one little caveat to this. Will your children always like you? No! And you ain't always going to like them either. Truth, right? Yes. Don't say yes, parents. Your kids are here. But your children will always love you, and you will always love your children. And true love does the hard things. And so today is the easy part. We're going to make a public declaration of dedication. So Christine and Daniel and Luke, can y'all come up here? What an awesome Christmas to remember this moment. I'm going to make y'all come all the way on stage so everybody can see you. Right here, you can step right there. Just step on it, don't worry about it. There you go.
You want us on this
side? That's fine there.
We timed it.
Sleeping baby boy. That'll make this easier. I want everybody to meet Luke Daniel Martinez. That's this one. So everybody say hi, Luke. And then I'd like you to meet Daniel and Christine Martinez, if you haven't met them. This is their church home, and they're part of our group here, and we're certainly glad to have you guys with us. But Christine came to me and said, I want to do a dedication. I want to make it public that I want to raise my child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And so one of the things that we do in this moment is we just make a public declaration, because what they're saying by standing before you and dedicating their child to the Lord before you isn't for you to just be a spectator. The ask is that you also help them, that you encourage them and you edify them and you strengthen them and you keep them accountable. You see, that's the ask. And so they're going to make some pledges, and then we're going to make a pledge. So here's your first pledge, and all you have to do is say we do or yes or whatever. But do you recognize this child as a gift of God and give God thanks for this blessing?
Yes, we do.
You both do. Do you now, sorry, this one's a long one, so pay attention. Do you now dedicate your child to the Lord, realizing that that he first belongs wholly to God, and that you have been entrusted with the responsibility of teaching him the ways of the Lord? Oh, this one's longer. Do you promise to provide your child with a pattern to follow by living a life that glorifies God? And church, do you promise to provide an environment that fosters support, encouragement, and accountability for these parents as they strive to raise their child to love God and His people? You are in good hands with this group, and I hold you to this. When I do weddings and I do dedications, I want us to understand you're not just spectators. You have been invited to be a part of this journey. And I know it's hard. So I'm going to give you all some warnings. There's ways to do it and there's ways not to do it. Telling them they're messing their child up is probably not the right approach. But reaching out to them and helping them is the right approach. Everything we do is to be done in love. And so we love you guys. We thank you for being here. Will you join me in praying over them and over Luke? Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for this precious little boy who has been brought to this family for them to raise and to nurture and to admonish and sometimes discipline. And we just pray, Father, that everything be done with grace and with truth and with love, that they are able to model the pattern that you have set before us to live, that they can show them who you are through their own lives. Father, I pray for Luke as he'll go through many ups and downs and many doubts and uncertainties. I pray that no matter what, he'll always recognize that he is made by you and rescued by you and that he will always serve you. Father, you tell us in your word that if we raise them in the way that they should go when they are old, they will not depart from it. But we recognize we need a lot of help raising them in the way that they should go. So we submit to you and we ask you for your blessing on this child, on this parent as they try to do just that. We all love you deeply, and as we have new children, we want them to love you like we do. So help all of us to make that a reality. We praise you and we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. And thank you, church. Thank
you. You can go that way, it'll be easier.